this season.
And the punt from Robert Emming is high, and it comes down at the 26-yard line. And did he call for the fair catch? No one really knows. It's brought in by Jack Clancy at the 27-yard line, and that's where they will take over for the second time tonight with 4:56 left in the first quarter.
A very nice kick there by Robert Emming. A lot of hang time on that punt, allowing no return, because there's a couple of playmakers back there on special teams for Coach Kelly Duras. Ryan Wehner and Jack Clancy, the two playmakers in the backfield in this offense, are also back returning punts and kickoffs. So a nice job there allowing no return and giving their defense a chance to make a stop, forcing the Hatchets now to try to go the length of the field on this defense.
Starting at their own 27-yard line, left to right across your radio, working off the right hash. Single wing offense, and this one goes to Wehner, the right halfback. He's coming around the left end. He has the edge, and he has room to run. He has the first down all the way down to the 46-yard line. A big run on first down, 19 yards for Ryan Wehner, finally brought down by Michael Anderson.
Michael Anderson, a young sophomore on this Harbor Beach Pirate defense, making what I think was a touchdown-saving tackle. Ryan Wehner showing some of that speed we've heard so much about. And again, a direct snap to him, and it's just he takes it to the outside. His end makes the block on the end of the Harbor Beach Pirate, and that's all Ryan Wehner needed to turn it upfield, and a big gain on first down. And they're just shy of midfield now, this Hatchet offense gaining a little momentum.
First and 10 at the 48-yard line. It's a handoff. It's a direct snap to Jack Clancy. He gets to midfield. The forward progress looks like he has him into Harbor Beach territory at the 49-yard line. That will be a 4-yard gain brought down by Devin Puff, the sophomore linebacker for Harbor Beach. Second down, 6 to go.
And Devin Puff, again, making the tackle on defense for the Pirates. Coach Schelke considers him a ball hawk, Clark. He has a nose for the football, and he is not afraid to put his helmet into the running back's chest, and he is a hard hitter and showing that already tonight.
Second down, 6 to go, working out the left hash, single wing. Wide receiver to the right, just outside the edge. Two wing backs, and it's to right to Ryan Wehner, coming around the right end, and Harbor Beach is in pursuit. He's trying to dive. He's at the 43, and finally brought down by Nathan Seaman, who chased him down on the near sideline. Very close to the first down marker. It'll be, regardless, a 6-yard gain, whether they give him the first down or not, and the line judge is saying third down.
Ryan Wehner again showing off some of that speed. A direct snap to him. He was supposed to go off the right guard, and a little juke, and he shows the speed, getting to his own Bad Axe sideline and outrunning one of the ends. 76, Evan Smiglinski just can't quite get to him. Ryan Wehner very quick gets around the corner, and that's where the defensive back, number 16, Nathan Seaman, had to make the tackle and does, forcing a very short third down and go for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
And it's a handoff right up to Jack Clancy, and he has the first down. He needed it a half a yard, and he got three, maybe even 4 yards on that, all the way down to the Harbor Beach 40-yard line. And it's a new set of downs for Bad Axe.
Nothing creative there, Clark. That, again, that single wing offense, no quarterback, double running backs. First of all, you have to figure out which running back is going to get the ball first. And then once he gets it, is there any backs that are going in different directions? This time, Wehner gets the big run. This time, Jack Clancy takes it. They're really trying to mix and match who gets these carries. And they haven't even done any pitching or any counters yet, Clark. So this offense looking pretty good here in the first quarter.
First and 10 for Bad Axe at Harbor Beach's 40-yard line, working out the right hash. Ryan Wehner gets the direct snap down to the near sideline, and the outside linebacker, which would be Nathan Seaman, forces him out of bounds. Clock stops the clock with 2:24 left in the first quarter. A 3-yard gain, second down, 7 to go.
And Harbor Beach's ends and defensive backs, this time Nathan Seaman, getting to the sideline and stepping up, not allowing Ryan Wehner to turn the corner and get around him. He does a nice job using the sideline to his advantage, pushing him out of bounds after a short gain on first down. These are some of the things that Harbor Beach is going to have to continue to do, is fill those gap assignments and be ready for Ryan Wehner especially to show off that speed and try to get to the sideline.
Second down, 8 to go, and it's to Jack Clancy. And he has nowhere to go, and Harbor Beach swarms to him, and he's brought down right at the line of scrimmage. That would be Jacob Deere leading the charge. He's 5'10", but he weighs 235 pounds and a senior. He's fired up. No gain on that one. Third down, 8 yards to go.
And not far away, Kendall Gentner, the junior guard as well. Nose guard was right there in on the tackle as well. So goes to show you two Harbor Beach Pirate defenders getting into the backfield, not allowing Clancy to go anywhere on that carry. That's going to bring up down third down and maybe 8 yards or so to go.
Bad X still getting the call from the sideline. Harbor Beach at the line of scrimmage awaiting. Their black pants, white jerseys, white or black numbers with orange outline, and of course the classic blank white helmet. And it looks like we may have a little bit of a jersey issue on one of the linemen of Harbor Beach's front four. 1:57 left in the first quarter. No score. Bad X on their second drive of the night.
New uniforms. What could possibly be wrong with them already?
I don't know. I do not know. Third down, 8 yards to go for Bad X in Harbor Beach territory. Finally coming out of their huddle, working off the right hash. Single wing offense. Snap goes to Clancy, and it's on the floor, and Ryan Wehner has to scoop it up, and he's way down at midfield as a helmet flies off of a Harbor Beach defender, and that is going to not exactly how they wanted that one to go, as Kendall Gentner brings down Ryan Wehner way back, 12 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and now it is fourth down in a country mile, 20 yards to go.
It looks like they're going to spot the ball right at midfield. So with fourth and very long to go, I got to assume we are going to see the Bad X special teams punt it away for the first time this season.
Not exactly how they intended that one. 1:15 left in the fourth quarter, or first quarter.
And if you watch that one a little bit closer, Clark, they changed positions in the backfield a little bit. Jack Clancy was the only running back there to take the snap. He takes the snap and turns to hand it to Ryan Wehner and hand it off to him in a counter, and just the exchange was not very good.
It's a low snap, but they get it off, and it's brought into the 25-yard line by James Shelkey. He breaks free of his first tackle, and he's breaking free of his second tackle and drags his defender all the way at the 48-yard line. A 28-yard return for James Shelkey, and he's brought down by Blake Collins.
That's quite the return there. A pretty good punt there by Baddox. Got it up in the air, but they could not get down to cover it. If you're going to kick the ball to James Shelkey, you can't kick it to him with him getting ahead of speed as he makes one move towards his own sideline, the right sideline, and he hits a burst of speed and gets the ball almost all the way back to the line of scrimmage where Bad X snapped that ball. Harbor Beach now kind of turning the field here. The defense doing a good job to doing that, and now the offense comes back out. James Shelkey in the spread offense now with four receivers.
Spread offense for Harbor Beach, and it's going to be a handoff right up the gut, right on the right hash. He gets out for maybe 3 yards. There's a white jersey on the bottom of that pile somewhere. That would be Daniel Lanfear. Maxwell on the tackle there. Number 20, a 6 foot, 175-pound junior. Second down, 6 yards to go for Harbor Beach.
Coach Shelkey getting back into his comfort zone. Not thrilled with his wing tee offense on the first series, so he calls the audible immediately. He's got two receivers to each side of the field, spreading out this Bad X defense, and just Shelkey taking the snaps and Lanfear keeping him company.
It's a handoff to Lanfear. He's up the gut across the 45-yard line, continuing to march into Bad X territory. It is a gain of another 3 yards. Sets up a third down, 4 yards to go.
And our favorite, Wyatt Humphrey Phillips, making that tackle. And that will bring us to the end of the first quarter.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. No score from Bad X, Michigan in week number one of high school football in the Thumb of Michigan. Bad X nothing, Harbor Beach nothing after 12 minutes.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad X. Just look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom located on the east side of Bad X. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists are there to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. including the new Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Randy's Hunting Center has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Don't miss the 25th annual Used Gun Auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend at the Emily City Fairgrounds on Sunday, September 10th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 10th at the Emily City Fairgrounds.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.